We have a lineup change today. I should get that out of the way immediately. Chris Kelly here. There's Chris Dim there.
Happy Day of the Dozens.
Don't you love a Day of the Dozens? You know what this is? B.B. Shea is here. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good to see you.
We're just, I don't know, B.B. Shea and I feel like we're really bonding here.
I do. We're chill. We're tight.
We have become like this guy. A few things. First, Day of the Dozens. What? If you don't know what that is, today's 12-12. December 12th.
Makes sense.
Krispy Kreme gave you a free dozen with the purchase of another dozen. Fine. You
know? Then they got hacked.
What? They got hacked already?
Yeah, Krispy Kreme got hacked yesterday.
What?
On the Day of the Dozens.
I didn't know that. We were just preparing
you like 30 minutes ago.
You told me they got hacked? Mm-hmm. I must have my headphones on.
Sure.
I didn't hear that.
He probably said, I don't need donuts.
I didn't hear Maybe I did. I didn't hear you say that. Really? They got hacked. Well, what happened? I know they're doing that whole deal today.
I don't know if they were able to repair it or not.
Oh, well, hopefully. Yeah. Maybe they're scrambling today to do their Day of the Dozens. Secondly, B.B. Shea is here because Biggie is out. I got a lot of people yesterday really saying, and we're really concerned about him. His health is, he's struggling right now. I mean, people were asking me yesterday, and I just said, look, he's in a struggle. So he could use your support right now. Biggie left in the middle of yesterday's show. You may know if you've listened recently that he's had struggles with cellulitis, which we've mentioned, and shortness of breath, and he had to leave a couple of weeks ago and go to the hospital, and he wisely said in the middle of this show, I don't feel well, and I'm not going to put this off. I've got to go to the hospital, which he did. And so he had already called B.B. Shea. B.B. Shea came in. They did a hockey line change. Like, what do you call it? A green flag pit stop.
Very rare. Very rare.
Yeah. And, I mean, to Biggie's credit, I didn't even know he was suffering in there, and he was just, you know, doing his usual stuff, and then halfway through he said, I gotta go. And
yeah, to hear it, I don't think you would ever know.
No one that
he was really not feeling well.
No, everyone was shocked. So anyway, he did leave and did go to the hospital, and they did admit him to the hospital. That's the latest on his condition. And you know, I texted him last night and asked how he was doing, and he just said, you know, frustrated and not feeling well still. So they're still looking for answers there, and luckily we have B.B. Shea, as always, doing a great job coming in here today. And I'll tell you, Chris Dim doesn't even know this, but yesterday, Chris Dim and I were up on the third floor, rarely go up there to the sales floor here.
True.
And they had out on one of the sales counters a bunch of Christmas goodies, you know, like really good-looking chocolate-covered nuts and so forth like that. And I said, well,
you walk right past it after the meeting.
I couldn't have it because I was getting ready to go to the gym. And I knew that if I ate those before, I have done that before, and I feel terrible in there. You know, I'm always really, it lays on my chest, as you used to say. It would lay on my, but what I knew was I was coming back later because I had a fantasy football podcast today.
Doesn't matter if you shart during that.
Correct. I didn't want to shart on the treadmill.
On the rowboat or treadmill.
Man, that's a bad feeling. Let me tell you, if you're doing some dry rowing and you shart, man, first of all, everybody knows it. They got
to
shut.
They may have to shut the gym down.
They shut that gym down. If you shart on those rowers, and then, well, your picture goes up on a wall then. They're not letting you back in there for a while. But I knew, I was like, I'm coming back for a fantasy football podcast. And I'm going
to
make a pit.
Did you take the stairs two at a time to get back up there?
I was like, I'm coming. And I had a 1:30 podcast with my co-commissioner. And I got back here about 20 after 1. I was like, just enough time to sneak up there and peruse those chocolate-covered goodies. Well, as soon as I made the top of the stairs, who do I see hovered over it but my man, B.B. Shea? And I was like, oh.
No way. Yeah. How did he know?
I don't know. I was like, well, fancy.
So I was up upstairs yesterday talking to Ricky, and I saw the stuff laid out. And before I went downstairs, I'm like, is this free game right here?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, take as much as you want. And I devoured several pieces of chocolate.
Both of us just like looking over that.
After meeting you here. What are you doing here?
This is all. I said this is awkward. You know, this is an awkward thing for sure. But man,
because it was a quiet day.
It was.
It was very quiet.
Many people on the floor.
Well, we've had some, you know, a lot of things going on, and you're right. Not a lot of people coming in. It's that time of year where people are out on the streets, and not in the building, and it was quiet, and I looked around and said, well, now this is awkward, but look at the two of us.
Well, I guess I'll take a nut cluster while I'm here.
And I did. And he said, be careful, I just got fooled into getting one of those chocolate-covered cherries. That
I got screwed over, dude. I was so pissed.
He doesn't like that. Now, you're just one of those where you don't really
It's a sampler.
Yeah, it's a sampler. But we sampled a lot of them. We're just up there.
Is
like,
there anything left, or did you just leave an empty tray?
Left a little for today.
And we're not animals.
Right.
You know, there's a few left.
And there's one thing we decided not to open because it had not been opened yet.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if we should be the ones to open this. This is up on the sales floor. But boy, it sure was nice. And the two of us just took real advantage of that. I really enjoyed it.
You're like raccoons up there.
Yeah. And the two of I just felt like, you know what? We're bonding here today. And then just moments ago, I came into the room. You all were already chatting, and the subject of garages and carports came up. And BB and Shay and I are of the same mind here. I grew up on the mean streets of Asheboro, North Carolina. We didn't have a garage. We didn't have a carport, you know? We scraped our cars. When it got cold, we got in the cars, and they were freezing cold. We never had any kind of protection or anything. And I never wanted a garage. I didn't care anything about a garage. Then when I got to be in my mid-20s, I bought a little house, and it had a one-car garage. And I was like, okay. I mean, it wasn't even on my radar of things to get, but it came with it. So I was like, okay. The first night in the winter that I parked in the garage, I thought, oh, this is spectacular. I love it. And BB Shay says the same. He's like, yes, the garage.
I'm in the same way. I grew up parking on the street, yes. Having to scrape.
Yeah.
And the last house I lived in had a garage, and it's the greatest thing. People who have garages and don't use them are wasting their time.
I cannot stand it. And now, I don't want to speak ill of my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, but we were there last night. It's my niece's birthday, so we're over to their house. And as usual, their garage is full of stuff for storage, and they have two cars parked in the driveway. And as soon as I pulled up, I was like, look at these two. Look at their car. You know how I like to judge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just quietly, just judging.
Well, it sounds like it's a sister issue.
Well, right, because like my wife and I, every 6 months I clean out the garage to make sure we still have a spot to park. And you know,
enough to squeeze in.
That's right. That's our one fight, is she likes to hold on to things.
Sounds like her sister is the same.
Same way.
Yeah.
And is this why you call your new favorite show Crazy Sisters?
There is a show. I want to disclose this. It's actually called Bad Sisters.
Right. Don't Google Crazy Sisters.
No. Well, I don't know what you'll get from
Britain. You might.
But Bad Sisters is the name
of
the show.
That's the show.
I accidentally call it Crazy Sisters. And yeah, they both apparently do like to hoard things in the garage. But I just cleaned it out over Thanksgiving break. I was like, we have to, you know, just make room to make sure the cars can get in there. I'm with you.
When you say clean out, do you mean throw away or just rearrange?
Well, a lot of rearrange, and I do throw away some things, but I have to, every item that is thrown away.
You don't have a green light.
No, never. She says, pass it through me before you throw it away. So I always have to bring her out and say, this is the pile of stuff I'd like to throw away, and she gives me permission or not.
No, maybe, no.
That's right.
Yes, yep, no, yep,
that's right.
No. There, done.
Okay, that's it. So then I do that, and we have enough room to park. This was good. It was a good time to do it because I was getting all the Christmas decorations, which we do store in the garage. Into the house, you know, to do for Christmas. But yes, I do. I'm with you 100% on the garage. It's just a
well,
nice
I don't want to pull rank here. We don't have a garage in our house, but we do have a carport, which makes a huge difference.
It's enormous.
When it snows, even enormous. Like when it comes to scraping ice, I don't have to do it half as much.
Exactly.
As when I parked in the elements.
Great.
But I got an app on my phone now. When I'm putting on my deodorant in the bathroom, I start the car.
You can do that now.
Yeah.
You start the car.
It makes such a difference.
I don't feel like I'll ever do that just because I resist those types of things wrongly. I mean, it's like how I won't ever go to the Sphere because, you know, I just don't appreciate. I just am like, no.
Advancing technology?
It's too nice. It's too neat. I mean, it's a fantastic piece of technology. I mean, starting the car from your bathroom is, I mean, who could have ever dreamed that 30 years ago? Yeah. You know, you'd be able to start the car from the bathroom. Yesterday, for instance, when I was leaving the gym,
I'm going to get some candy.
Man, I was in such a great mood. But this young woman was in there, and she was leaving too, and she held her phone up to her mouth, and she was like, Alexa, what's the weather? Alexa, order me a burrito. Alexa.
Fastest way home.
Yeah, and I was just like,
Alexa, this guy's creeping on me. Alexa, this guy's muttering about candy.
Alexa, how to handle a creep.
Download Rape Whistle app.
Alexa, download Rape Whistle app.
Alexa, did this guy shart on the rower?
What to do about a rower sharter?
Alexa, I need bleach now. Sure. Add bleach to shopping list. I've added bleach to your shopping list.